Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. Welcome to the Hour of Power. Yes, Harold Sutton, Power Hour. And it's Wednesday, February 25th, year 2015, and another cold day in the DMV, but it wasn't too cold. It was kind of bearable, you know what I mean? Well, anyway, look, I hope you had a great day. Mine was very interesting, okay? Yes, indeed. It full of all kinds of challenges. We're challenged not only my faith, but a challenge to God that's in me. Oh, my Lord. I'm hearing the song right now, "Let God Arise and Let the Enemies Be Scattered." Man, but a couple of hours ago, man, I wasn't hearing that. Well, I was at the basketball game, and you know how it is when your kids are playing, right, and you all involved. First of all, let me just say congratulations to the Eastern High School basketball team who had an outstanding season, but they fell short today. Yes, they fell short tonight to Coolidge. They should have beat Coolidge. It was just terrible coaching, and then I'm not going to even talk about the coach right now because I'm just so upset with him because I'm telling you that man, in the words of Louis Farrakhan, that man is a blue-eyed black devil. I'm going to put it out like that. Yes, I said a blue-eyed black devil. Yes, indeed. Yeah, Coach K, that's what we call him, Eastern Coach. And, I'm telling you, I'm going to talk about him in another one of my segments real soon because parents need to know what kind of coach that's handling their children in schools, in these basketball programs. And I'm telling you, it's just terrible. So I'm going to expose him. And so the kids that's going to that's thinking about coming to Easter next year, they may think about it because these kids have dreams and hopes and desires, and they can't afford to have a coach that will hate on them for no reason. And yeah, I'm going to put it out like this. So y'all stay tuned. Matter of fact, I think I'll do it on tomorrow night's show, and I'm going to give you the rundown on Coach K because if he's at Eastern School next year, and if your kids think about going to Eastern, being on a basketball program, I'm telling you, it's a big mistake because the man has a lot of problems. He has a lot of problems, and we're going to talk about it on tomorrow night. But nevertheless, we're going to get this program started. You know how to do it. Go on your social network, cell phones, and let everybody know that your favorite late-night program is on the air, bringing to you the best in inspiration and music during the Hour of Power. Harold Sutton Power Hour, okay? Okay, yes, indeedy. I'm telling you, I had a moment, because it took all the God in me to keep me from knocking that Bama out, especially when, you know, your children work so hard to do and your coach go hating on you for apparently no reason. Yeah, that's what he did. He went hating on my son and did the unbearable. He did the unbearable thing and did not allow my son to play only 3 minutes. Okay, the catch is my son is, if not the best player on the team, he's the top two, okay? And, yeah, they lost. They got to that point with him on last game. If it wasn't for him, they wouldn't be – they got a chance to play in the semifinals. And the coach, I heard a lot of stuff that was going on, the stuff that he's doing undercover, and I'm going to expose that Bama. Yes, I am. On all of my shows, my radio program, my internet TV, I'm going to – because parents need to know because, you know, when you send your kids to school and you trust these coaches and their surroundings only for them to do the things that they do, and they don't have your kids' best interest at heart, and they playing these games. So I'm going to expose that Bama on my show tomorrow night, so y'all stay tuned, okay? Meanwhile, come on, yeah, so that tonight I need lifted, okay? So let me play some music that's going to lift my spirit. You're listening to the Power Hour. Let's get it started.
Hebrews 4:9 says, "There remaineth a rest for the people of God. This rest is a finished work." We're not resting in the finished work, but the rest is a finished work. This was inspired by Pastor Creflo Dollar. Tri-City.
There remaineth the rest.
Rest.
A rest.
For the people of God.
For the people of God.
It's a promise.
A promise of peace.
Listen, everybody. We got to guard this promise.
And we must guard it with our hearts.
We must labor to rest.
Everything you will ever need.
Everything that you would ever need.
Was provided at Calvary.
God provided at Calvary.
There remaineth the rest.
There is a rest.
There is a rest.
Hey.
There remains a rest.
There is a rest.
There is a rest.
Come on, God.
Rest.
And what is this rest? It's
a
finished work
of the Lord.
This rest is like when an attorney says, I rest my case. It's finished.
There remains.
This is a powerful teaching for the people of God.
For the people of God.
This rest still remains.
A promise of finished work.
It's a finished work.
And we must guard it with our hearts.
Guard the promise with your heart.
Everything you will ever need
was provided at Calvary.
Was provided at Calvary.
Your case has been rested.
There is a rest.
Hey. There is a rest. Work.
There remaineth a rest.
There is a rest. God rested on the seventh day. He finished his work. Okay, what is a finished work? Scripture says, cursed is any man
that hangeth
on a tree. Listen. Tell everybody what a curse is.
A curse is defined as poverty.
It's poverty. It's sickness. It's death. But listen, when Jesus said, at the cross when he said it is finished, he blessed you.
He blessed us with his rest.
Healing finished.
There is a rest.
Provision finished. Prayers answered. Your neighbor and say, come on, by faith.
Come on, by faith, let's go in.
Faith takes possession of what grace provided.
Now that you know that it's finished.
The just shall live by faith.
Come on, by faith, let's go in.
Come on,
go in.
Come on,
go in.
Come on.
Now that you know that it's finished.
No more stressing.
Come on, by faith, let's go in.
Walk is a blessing.
Now that you know that it's finished.
Now that you know that you know.
Come on, by faith.
Your peace is there. It's a finished work. Your healing is there. It's a finished work. Depression gone. Stress gone. The hurt gone. Ah. Resting. Resting. It's complete. Your healing is complete. Provision is complete. Your prayers are already answered. Rest. Rest. Be confident. It's already done. Be assured. It's already done. Labor to rest. To rest, it requires effort. Labor to rest. Thank you, Pastor Dollar. Rest. Rest.
let me lean on you.
Let me lean on you.
Oh Lord.
Let me lean on you.
Let me lean on you.
Let me lean on you.
My body
is tired.
And my soul
needs resting.
Oh Lord.
Let me lean on you.
Let me lean on you.
Let me lean on you.
Come on, clap your hands.
Don't let you fall.
Don't make a difference.
We won't let you fall.
What problem it is.
We won't let you fall.
Don't make a difference.
We won't let you fall.
How heavy the load.
We won't let you fall.
If you trust in Jesus.
We won't let you fall.
He won't let you.
We won't let you fall.
He won't let you.
We won't let you fall.
He won't let you.
We won't let you fall.
He won't let you.
We won't let you fall.
Now listen, listen. Lean on Jesus. Lean on Jesus. When you're not strong and you need a friend, lean on Jesus. Lean on Jesus. When you're not strong, you need a friend. Lean on Jesus. Lean on Jesus. When you get sick and you get well, lean on Jesus. Lean on Jesus. When you get weak, when you get weak, when you get weak, God will give you strength. Anybody leaning on Jesus? Anybody leaning on Jesus? Are you leaning on Jesus? I'm leaning. Are you leaning on Jesus? When trouble gets you down, you got to lean on Jesus. You got to lean on Jesus. When problems come in your life and you just don't know what to do, you got to lean on Jesus. You got to lean on Jesus. Sometimes problems get hard,
yes, sir.
And you don't know what to do.
Yes, sir.
You got to lean on Jesus.
Lean on Jesus.
Lean on Jesus.
Somebody here in the building.
Yeah.
Somebody here in the building.
Yes, sir.
You've been looking for help. You've been looking for help.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to look.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to search. But all you got to do,
yes, sir.
Lean on Jesus.
Oh,
lean on Jesus.
Lean on Jesus.
He won't let you fall.
He won't let you.
He won't let you fall.
I guarantee.
I know he won't let you fall.
I know.
Jesus will pick you up.
Yes, sir.
And carry you all around.
Yes, he will.
Lean on Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Lean on Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
He won't let you fall.
He won't let you.
I know he won't let you fall.
He won't let you fall.
I know he won't let you fall.
I know he won't let you fall.
I know he won't let you fall.
He won't let you fall.
Anybody here to know he won't do it?
Oh,
anybody here to know he won't do it?
Listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
Fill me up, God. And you cannot afford to lose. prayed for, everything he promised you that you'd get. Waiting on the other side of temptation, waiting on the other side of this test, is everything you've ever dreamed, everything you prayed for, everything he promised you that you'd get. So hold on, and don't let go. Hold on, you're just that close. Hold on, and never give up. Hold on, hold on, hold on, and don't let go. Hold on, cause you're just that close. Hold on, and never give up. Hold on, say hold on, say. It's only a matter of time, cause I can see the finish line. My victory is paved the way, so I'ma get ready. It's been a long time coming, but I know it's coming for sure. I got a promise from the Lord, yeah.
Waiting on the other side of temptation, waiting on the other side of this test, is everything you've ever dreamed, everything you prayed for, everything he promised.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
Your best is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best
is yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen no
best. You ain't seen your best days.
Oh, well, my brother, my brother.
Yeah.
climb it. How I'll get over, I just can't see. But I remember how you did love in time before. For you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Get over, I just can't see. But I remember how you delivered in times before. For you the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh yeah, my mind.
The had a miracle.
tick-tock, tick-tock, the clock on the wall is saying our time is up. Hope you enjoyed this program on tonight, that your spirit was lifted, that your heart was encouraged. Now, the good news is that we'll be right back on tomorrow night doing what we do best, and that's to bring late-night inspirations into the midnight hours all around the world for your listening pleasure. So don't forget, make sure you dress warm. It's cold out there, and you take care of yourself when you do that. And may the good Lord blessing keep you until we connect again on tomorrow night with the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton, signing out. Come on, Chris Holmes, take us home.
Stay down.